everyone to come after them would experience suffering. It was now possible for people to get sad, sick, and hurt, and eventually everyone would die. Because of Adam and Eve, everyone would sin. People would rebel against God, hurt and kill each other, and hurt themselves by doing what was wrong. How sick and sad Adam and Eve must have felt. How they must have wished they could undo what they had done, but it was too late. God sternly spoke to everyone involved in this rebellion. He pronounced judgments on all three, Satan, Eve, and Adam. But to Adam and Eve, he also gave a promise. God told Eve that because she had listened to Satan, there would be pain. There would be conflict between people, even husbands and wives. God told Adam that because he had listened to Eve, the whole world would be cursed. Plants would grow thorns, weeds would choke out good plants, the ground would resist the work of farmers. Work would be difficult now, making it hard for people to provide what they need in order to live. And at the end of a lifetime of pain and toil, people would die, and their bodies would turn back into the dust God had made Adam from in the first place. Then, on top of everything else, God made Adam and Eve leave the beautiful garden. He drove them out of the only home they had ever had, the place where they had enjoyed such good times with each other and with God. But, and this is a very important but, before God did any of this or spoke any of these curses on Adam and Eve and the now sinful world, God pronounced judgment on Satan. And in pronouncing judgment on Satan, God gave his promise to Adam and Eve. It was a wonderful promise, a tremendous promise, a promise they certainly did not deserve. That is because one of the very best things about God is that he is a God of grace. Grace is the giving of blessings and good things to people who do not deserve them. Adam and Eve deserved to feel guilty, miserable, sick, and sad forever. They had done nothing to please God, and he owed them nothing. Yet he promised them forgiveness and a way back to him, not only for them, but also for all who would come after them. He promised that everything ruined by sin would be restored one day. Here is how he made the promise. Before telling Adam and Eve the consequences for their sin, God spoke to the serpent. He said,